You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
It is time for us to continue our position-by-position breakdown in Major League Baseball as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the starters that toe the slab every 5 days. The top five starting pitchers in Major League Baseball from 5 to 1. Who you got, D?
All right. First up, you know him. I got Ohtani. Yep, that guy. Sub 4 ERA, fourth in the league with 132 Ks. Number four, I got Shane McClellan. Leads the league with 11 wins, and he's arguably on the best team in the American League in the Tampa Bay Rays. Number three, another shocker, favorite pitcher on my fantasy team, Nathan Eovaldi. Rough game last night, but he is the best pitcher on one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. The Rangers. Number two, my guy, Spencer Strider. Number one in the league with 155 strikeouts. Dude is legit, and he is definitely Atlanta's ace this year. And number one, it kills me to say this, but it's Gerrit Cole. Guy has been a stud this year. He's on a shit team, but he's sporting a 2.79 ERA. With 118 strikeouts and 109 innings. It's hard to argue against that, Z.
I mean, it's hard, but it's doable. So, Gerrit Cole, you know, he is having a fine year. He is absolutely having a fine year. There's a lot of depth. As you're looking at five starters, at least, 30 teams. That's 150 people that you can choose from. So, we're going to leave guys like Sonny Gray off to the having a fine year, but isn't matching up record-wise. Isn't really cutting the mustard. Number five, I'm going Zach Gallen.
All right.
Ooh, Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks. 10-3. He likes his chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio up, from what I understand. 120 Ks and 111 in the third innings. Pitched 10-3, 3.15 ERA. First place team. More than representative. And, you know, it's an out-of-the-box pick, and he's having a wonderful year. Number four, I got to go with Spencer Strider. Strikeouts, yes. 98 in the third innings pitched. 3.66 ERA. That's a little high. So 10-2. Having a good year. Definitely, you know, definitely the best pitcher on the Braves. But 3.66 needs to come down just a touch. Number three, Nathan Eovaldi. 10-3, 2.83 ERA. 109 strikeouts. 117 two-thirds innings. He's actually healthy. You know, this is what every team has been trying to unlock with Nathan Eovaldi. The potential's always been there. He's finally tapping into it. And he's finally making it happen. Number two, I got to go with Ohtani. All right? Ohtani is a stud. We know exactly what, you know, what he brings to the table on both sides of the ball. Did he have a rough outing against the Padres? Yes. He absolutely did. But he is more than proven that he is the best two-way player in baseball history. And he is definitely going to be in the proper conversation again for Cy Young and MVP. It's just what he does. The record, not the best. 132 strikeouts, 3.32, a little high. It's still lower than Spencer Strider. So you do, you know, you have a little bit to hang your hat on. The blister thing, that's got to be worrisome. The cracked fingernail has to be worrisome. But Ohtani is still a great choice. And number one for me, even though he's on the IL, Shane McClanahan. Guy's a stud.
Yeah.
Absolute stud. Only 96 innings pitched, but still, 101 Ks, 11-1 on the year, 2.53 ERA. He's exactly what the Rays need at the top of the rotation to pair with Tyler Glass now. And that's what's keeping them where they are in the standings. And Gerrit Cole could be, you know, he's an honorable mention. I think he's an honorable mention, working his way up depending on how the rest of the season shakes out. But his season is not to be downplayed. What, sixth best, in my opinion.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.